Zainam Beis in Rashi. Rashi is on the right side of the page. Second line, Bali Rosin, Sheretz Yesh Lebemachir. So it develops Sheretz in the head. Okay, so the Moor says that if their mark is. That if the mark is down in the Mishamish, they're born in Vasikim, the Karashi, Chaloshim, weak. So the Moor says, so what are you going to do? And one of the Simonim that they have this issue is Rami Didviolay, it's moving Kruchim Akharov, the flies always are following him. So what do? We take Fila Esav Shakurin, Fila Yon. Veludna is some type of item. I don't know what exactly it is. A leishino. Greater the goyza. Klipi eight eggers. You take the bark from the nut tree. Here the ashba. Mashagurin min ha'or. That which they would scrape off from the hides. And klil malka, which is a chavetzelis, is a lily. Maschelo de diklo sumka shermish yesh lahem l'tumorim. There's a type of a shell around the dates. Bekatnusim when they're young. Kain sheyesh legozim katanim, like you have by small nuts. So it's a type of a layer around them. Okay. Then you take all of this and you cook it up. You take the person in the base of the shisha, shalshayish. It's a building which is made out of marble. And the point is that no wind gets in. So because when the person we're gonna do the surgery, we don't want any movement of the air, etc., can endanger him. If we don't have a base of the shisha available. So you take a house that says Shev Livni Varicha. Shekoislan Av Shima Levenim Zeitel Zed. So it's a thick wall, seven layers of bricks. Variach Shuchatzi Levena Shlosha Tvachim. So it's layers of bricks and half bricks. A brick is six Tvachim long and. The vein is three tvachim long and the chatzil vein is one and a half. Okay. But not till they shavach ma'usimayim, they pour this onto his head. Adirafi arisa the moicha. Golgalte misrachechus, his skull softens. Menochili kor basakin. And it's easy, then we cut it open. Then they would take tarfi, which is all in his leaves, and they would pick up this sheretz, umavdi kolchad v'kara, and they would pick up each foot separately. Magbia raglo shel sheretz, they pick up the foot. Moishiv ha'olo tachas raglo, and they'd put the leaf under the foot. Shimlo yasekein, because they wouldn't put the leaf under it. L'chisha yasek begufoi, litloi, when they would then grab the body to take it out. So it would, in reaction, trying to pull away, it would clench its feet onto the brain. And it would cut through the outer layer of the brain into the brain. Then after we put under each foot a leaf, we would take a bitzav, so take a tongs. And pull away the zvuv. Tzav says tanlish, which is the tongs. Then after they take it off, they burn it. The loy im loy yisufenu yachzer olav. If it wouldn't burn it, it would come back to the person. Then the Mora says that Rabbi Yochanan said hizar mizvuve bali rosin. Zvuvim hashechtim olav, the flies which sit on the body of the bali rosin. Koshes lohavi oisucheli al ishacher. They could transfer the illness to another person. They act as carriers. Okay. Reb Zeir would not sit bezike. Mamakam shetinosh of ruach achas al shneim, that the wind should blow onto the bali rosin and then continue and blow onto Reb Zeir. He didn't want to be downwind from that. Reshum Levi is mikra pahu nidvik etzlam v'shosh oisik v'tarup. When he was learning, he would join them. Umashiva and Etzla, he would bring them to sit by him. Umuvdach, who should talk in the Torah law of Vula Yuzak. And he relied on the exclusive Torah to protect them. Kiavi Shachiv, Kishgiyaz Manali Potter. So the in Shemayim they said that the Malachim Avos should grant him his wish. So he said, "Achti li duchtoi halicheni le Gan Eden, harani makami. I want you to take me to Gan Eden and show me where I'm going to sit." So when he got there, he lifted him up to look. Shavar, he coughed, he jumped in, and he went in. So he said, "Come out." Said he made a shul, he's not coming out. So the Shemayim, they said, if he ever, it was Itchel HaShavuasa, Inishba B'Shavua Me'erlam Inishel Oleh HaLatim, if he ever was Mata B'Shavua before, we're going to have to Mata this one as well. If not, not. Okay. So they showed him, so that they came to Shem Yechoi, who was sitting at Tachtaki. Tachtaki is Felishtel, some type of a throne. Okay, so he asked them, did they ever see, was the rainbow ever visible in your lifetime? So he said, yes. So Shem Yechoi said back, Im Kein, less at Barley voice. And they're making this announcement in Shemayim, Padam Wachim the Barley Boy, makes place for Barley Boy. You don't deserve this announcement, Shani Shemea, that I hear they're announcing. Why? The Keshes is there. There's an ois of the bris, the Russian promise not to destroy the world. But if there's been Sadi Gomer, they wouldn't need it. And they're making this announcement about you. And you needed the Keshes. So you weren't a Sadi Gomer, so why are they making such an announcement? It doesn't make sense that you deserve such an announcement. The Mor says, really, lo havai midi, lo nirakei keshes b'yama. The truth was that it never was present in Shimon Levi's lifetime. But he didn't want to say that. Okay, then the Mor says that Ruchina Bar Papa was shashmine oyavai v'rogel etzle malachim avos. They were friendly. They were in friendly terms. The malachim avos and Ruchina Bar Papa met. Okay, so he wanted to go through the same story that we had that Shimon Levi planned to do. So he said that you're not going to be able to do it. So he said, is there anything in the Torah that you haven't done? He says, yeah, but miyachrach the bali rosh and masat the b'tera. Did you? Take it upon yourself to teach Torah to even these people which nobody wanted to get near because they were scared of the danger of the death. Your desire to give over Torah to people to make sure everybody has the opportunity to learn Torah overrode your concern about your personal danger. Like Rishuv and Levi did. You didn't do that. In order to the covenant that the Torah should be spread everywhere, he endangered his life. You didn't do that, so you're not going to have that schus. Even so, when Ruchina Bar Papa was nifter, there was this amudah the nura, which prevented anybody getting near the body. So they announced that they should let them in because of various different elements of covenant. Finally said, Bishril, covered atzmacha. Yikrivu elecha v'yisbeducha v'yisaska b'cha. Because of the cover of Ruchina Bar Papa, he should allow them to pass by this Amud of the Nura. Okay. Then the Mor says that what was the purpose of Amud of the Nura? Lafuka miman d'lekayim. The purpose of it was to show that he was unique, and nobody who was could come near him, unless they were deserving like he was, that they filled every element of the Torah. Okay, and the Mor says that there's no bali bali rosin and bubble because they drink a shecher shall his me shmatilin by kashus shagalda be his me. So they put hops in it which grow in thorns, his mere thorns.
No bali rosin, what in
bubble? Okay, so the Mishnah. New parak. So how do you know about the story? Is that the Mishnah? Isha shenafla nachasim atzlo tizar. It's a woman who received property. Usually nafla nachasim usually means through Yerusha.
What else can it mean?
She required matana would be the same thing.
Thank you.
I mean, in regards to this halacha, It won't make too much of a difference whether she got to be Yerusha or she got to be Matana. Okay. Okay. And now she's already after Erisin. She got it before the Erisin. Now she's after the Erisin. She has the ability to sell this property away, to give it away, and that will be that action that she does. It will be valid. If she received it only after the erison, she's still before nesuin. So Bishami says, she has the power, she has the ability to sell it. She can't sell it. She doesn't have the power. Once she's already married, so the husband gets certain skusim. So when the property comes in, it comes in under his jurisdiction. Okay. But if she did sell it, it works. Just she's not allowed to. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Chacham Liftei Rabbi Gamliel. So the Chachamim said, they asked the Tamidim who were learning by Rabbi Gamliel, asked Rabbi Gamliel, okay, so they're asking the following. Hoyal b'zacha b'isha lo yizkim ben l'chassim. We don't understand. Once the man acquires the woman through erison, so why wouldn't he get right to the property? So that could either be a question on that Beisham, which says Timker, how could she have a right to sell it? Or it's a question on the Bidi Evid that everybody's mighty that if she does sell it, it's valid. But once he has a schus in the isha, so the property which comes in belongs to him. So they don't understand. Beisham, validity, but yeah, that he's giving to this act of selling it. Why is that so? So that's the ask Rabbi Gamliel. So Gamliel answered back, Amar Lehem, okay, Al Chadashim Onu Boishim, Al Shatom Galgam Aleinu as a Yeshonim, even the property which comes after Nesuin, we are not 100% comfortable to understand that how the husband will take it away from the dismiss the sale. What power? Where does that come from? And you're asking on the older property which came during the erison, even after the suum, we don't really understand the mechanism or what's it about. What is that? And that's the next case. Nafalam Mishanisays. If she acquired the property after the nesuin, that the baal is able to be taken away from the lekuchos. So even though it's nisim aluk, it belongs to her, and really mikra then the sale should be valid. The baal takes it away from the lekuchos, and the more, and that's what we're saying. Like, what's that mechanism? How does that work? Well, why is we understand that nixim alug in the marriage, the goof belongs to her and the paris belongs to the baal. So she can't sell the paris away because they don't belong to her; they belong to the baal. But the goof belongs to her. Why can't she sell it? So we have this before, but the idea is that the Chachamim gave the Baal a double status. He has advantages as if he bought the property. His advantage is so Kol Zman she's alive, there's no real difference because he eats the parents anyway. The question is when she dies. So normally the chosim that the woman owns go to him by Yerusha, but she sold it. So the halacha is that he takes it when she dies, he takes it away because he's the Yerush. Mar says he's the Yerush. The only Yerush what's left, what's owned by the Morish at the time of death. Mar says we gave him a status as if he bought it. So he bought it, even though he doesn't really, because saying it belongs to the goof belongs to the Isha, but we're going to give him the double status of a Yerush at the end and a Kaina at the beginning. So he bought it first before they. So they're giving this, making this special takana, which they had to do in order to make it work. So Reb Gamliel said, we're not going to extend it to a sale which takes place during the Erison. Mr. Mishnah, Ashel Nises Benises. So this is property which which she first acquired after the Nisuan. So it came in totally under the jurisdiction of the Baal. What about property which she had acquired before the Nisuan? And then she had the Nisuan. So we saw from the Beisham Beisila, she really owns it totally. She has, if she sells it, it'll work. Maybe it's not much to the Chachila, but if she sells it, it'll work. So what happens to that property at the time of the Nisuan? Rav Gamliel Omer im nachra menosna is kayim. So if she doesn't lose her power to do that, and she can sell it. Omer Rav Chanina ben Akvaya. So Rav Chanina ben Akvaya said that we have the same conversation that Rav Yehuda said before that they had. Omer lifnei Rav Gamliel. The Chacham said to Rav Gamliel, "Hoyel b'zachah b'isha." He had the suan, so he gets all of the property rights. He gets the nechasim as well. Even the chadashim, which fall after the suan, we need a special takana. So you want to add that special takana, and like, and we're boishim in the sense of, you know, it's not understandable 100% why the Chacham made this takana, so it's a little bit embarrassing. So you want to make it apply even beyond the most basic case? No. Rabbi Shimon chalek bein nechasim lenechasim. Okay, nechasim yidu on the Baal lo simker v'machar benos the bottle. Shein yidu on the Baal lo simker v'machar benos the kain. So she had property before the Nisuan. And then they came and did the Nisuan. So the property, which was known property to the husband, so he's part of the Nisuan, is he's taking her al-das Cain. So that, her authority and her ability is botel. She can't sell it. But property was not known to the husband, so it wasn't say that the Nisuan was done with intent to acquire that property. It's over there, but the sale will be valid. Okay, so Rashi, Hishachal and Tisaris, Vinisarsa. So the property came to her before Erison, and now she's after Erison. So Bisham and Basila both say she could sell it. Let's say she got it after Erison, and it's still now during Erison. Bisham Rabbim Timkar, but Arusa, she can sell it while she's in Arusa. But the Bishamah agrees that you can't sell it after in Suwan. That's the case. That's case number four in the Mishnah. She got it before the Nisuan, now it's after the Nisuan. Okay. So Bishamah said that she can sell. Basil said, but if she did sell, it works. So the Tamidim asked, "Tohel b'zachah b'isha shehi arusah, so she's now his wife. Lo yiskim b'nechasim, why shouldn't he get the rights to the nechasim?" The more mefarish a haik minayu kaimi. The more explains, are they asking on Beishamai, l'chadchilo? Are they going on al l'chadchilo de Beishamai? Oh, at the Yevid de Beisilo, or they're going on the Yevid de Beisilo, which one are they referring to? So Rav Gamliel said back, al chadashim on the newer property, which means came later in the marriage, shenof the law mishanisays, which he only acquired after Nesuin, on a boshim, were uncomfortable to explain, ma ro chachamim lomer, why the chachamim come along, why the chachamim make such a rule, that the husband has the power to take away from the kuchas. That itself is a unique takana, which we need to be understood. It's not so understandable. So it's embarrassing. And you want to add the properties which are there earlier, the yeshanim? No, it's no such kash.
Is that after she would die or even while she's alive? Just to clarify.
Which case? What?
Miyalakuchas
is after she dies, because while she's alive, she owns the goof, he owns the Paris, so she can't sell the Paris. Okay. So while she's alive, the husband can't sell it, it's not his, she owns the goof. So as long as she's alive, nothing changes. The Paris he still gets, and the goof he never had a right to anyway. But now she dies, so theoretically he should not be able to get it because he's a Yerush and she doesn't own it anymore. Ashlo Nisais, Kagan, so probably fell in, came into the marriage before the Nisuin, but after the Erisin. Kagan, Shemisha Nisarsa, or even Karim Lakacha, even before that, Kagan Nisais, and now she had Nisuin, so the Nisuin should give him rights over the property. So Ramil says that if she sells it, it's kayim. So they asked him, he did the suin already, so he should get the properties. And he answered again, al chadashim shenafalam mishenisays, the newer items that only came to her after the suin, which everybody agrees that. Balas, once you have the kuchos, we need to give an explanation to. So we should apply it to ones which are there earlier. No, Rav Shimon, the difference between Yadum the Baal, the Gemara Mefarish. What's he? This idea of that she can't sell it. Balas, once you have the kuchos, the Chalim Yadum the Baal, the Gemara Mefarish. The what does he do in the Baal mean?
Two questions before you go to Gemara. It says Mocher v'notenete Macher v'natna. Why the double language?
There's a svara to say that the chachamim would actually, when a person gives a matana, it's because somebody's done to them something which is nicha nafshe, and if they want to in some way pay back in kind. So there'd be an argument to say that would be a need for the woman, but the chachamim should not. I mean, mikra din, she should be able to do this. But we need a special to kind of override. So she wants to sell it away. We say, you know, she doesn't like she has financial needs. She has a husband, right? So what's she accomplishing? She's accomplishing that after her husband, that she dies, the husband shouldn't get it. So you say, okay, excuse me. Natana, which she's giving, the person gives away because she has somebody that she feels indebted to, maybe we should not undermine that.
What? Okay, so the Mechira and Matana, they're two separate cases. It's not
either Mechira or Matana.
Transferred the property.
What?
Not sold and transferred as if there's an intermediate state of selling but not yet having transferred the property?
No, right.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the first question. The second question is a practical one. So, I mean, if it's a field, for instance, the peril to the field, I guess, are whatever produce it produces.
Right.
So if you buy the field, you'll get the peril. It would seem that you couldn't build on the field because
you'd be reducing the field. Any usage of the field is called peris. So peris includes any usage.
So what are you actually purchasing?
When the wife dies, the husband, you get it. That's what you're purchasing.
But I thought we were saying here that it goes back to the...
Well, that was the attempt. That's the chomer masak, and that doesn't work.
Right, so what are you purchasing?
Nothing.
So why would anyone ever do this?
Well, the point of the Mishnah is that the chomer made this tekana, that doesn't work. Mikra didn't, it should work.
Right, but once the tekana is made, it should never happen again.
People always try.
Okay.
The Mishnah says Mechira doesn't work and Matana doesn't work. Why do you need to say that separately? They're both, she has no power over it to give a takeaway from the husband. Okay.
I guess when he gets it back, he has to pay back the purchase price. Or is that not clear?
I don't remember. Okay. Something more. Maishna Reisha Delo Pligi. Maishna Seva the Pligi. So Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai that property which he brought in from before the Arison, that and now it's after Arison, where Rashi learns that she's allowed to go sell it or give it away. But it's after the if she only got it after the Arison, she's not allowed to. But if she does, it works. So why does Beis Hillel not argue in the Reisha and argue in the Seifa? Amri de Beir Rabbi Yannai. Reisha biskusa naflu, Seifa biskusa naflu. So once he already had acquired her, he didn't sue him, which is in the process of acquiring her. So when it came under his jurisdiction. So it only, it's almost like it came now. Now that he's, the person couldn't have died 2 weeks ago and given it to her, it's almost like they waited that it should first be under his jurisdiction and then the Yerusha should take place, since it was came in under his jurisdiction. Okay. But whereas in the Reisha, it came to her when it was hers, so she got full ownership in it. So the Arison doesn't take that away from her. Where it says, "In b'schusay naflu, kimakum v'nosna ma'kayim." So why, if that's true, then we look at it like that. So why does Beis Hillel say that? Beis Hillel said, "Bidi Evid, it works." Why does it work? It's under the schus of the bow, under the rights of the bow. Okay. Also, the more Reisha vari beskusa naflu, Seifa emer beskusa emer beskusoi. So, in the Reisha, single woman gets property. So it's clear that that she had rights over the property. And now, Arison creates a suffix status for the Baal. So therefore, in the Reisha, with its Vare hers, and now you want to know, did the Arison take it away from her? We have a rule in Sabbath Mitzvah with the Vare. And the Seifa, when it came in, the Chachila, as a suffix, whether it's hers, So she can't do it, Beis Hillel says, she can't sell it away. Bibidi Eved, once it's done, so you to take away from the Lekuchos, you say you need a Mitzvah Rela Barai, you take away from the Lekuchos. Therefore, Lechatkila Loi Timker, in Mark Rabbanosta is Kai. Sakrashi, Maishta Reisha Deloi Pligi, Heredis Arsa, she's ready after Arisid. When we should not follow Karmelchein, her Karcha, because she had it before, he has less schus in it. What's the sore? It was before he had any rights to her property at all. Not in her property. Elhiatzma, she herself owned it. He already had acquired her. So Morris says. So rather like this, the Arison oysa suffic nesuin. Arison creates a suffic equivalent of nesuin that he gets the right. The husband gets rights on the property from the time of the nesuin. Arison creates a suffic if it's similar or not. Shema tavli de nesuin, shema le tavli, because if they come to nesuin, the rights that he gets in her property are so you set the process in motion at the time of the Arison, and it expands to a full ownership in the time of the Nesuin. So, but an Arison, which we know would not come to Nesuin, would not do that, because the real schus is in the time of the Nesuin. So it's since at the time of the Arison, it's not clear that it's creating that schus, because we don't know whether there'll be a nesuin or not. Therefore, it's considered a suffik. So lechatchila she can't sell, but if she did sell, we can't take away from the kuchas.
So if she dies between Arison and nesuin, who gets the property?
If the woman dies before nesuin, the property goes back to her yershim from her family. Okay. So the Rashi doesn't speak it out, but Tosis speaks it out over here that it's we reply to the rule about ain't suffering much when they bought it. So if she had it before the Arison, she bought it, had it, and now we have a suffix if the Arison has pulled it away from her. So that's a klal and shas. A suffix can't suffer much when they bought it, which is a form of a chazaka. She's already muchzik in it. We like Rashi said before, the root of the concept of chazak is don't change anything based on suffik. Right? So it's true over here also. The vade situation is that one way. You're contemplating that maybe things have changed. Okay, maybe. So the rule is you don't change things based on suffik. So we assume it's as is until we know otherwise. So the chazan, which she got before the Arison, we have a suffix, what Arison does, so she maintains her rights in it. She only got it after the Arison, so it comes in, lechatchila, not clear whose it is. So she has no power, lechatchila, she can't sell it.
Regarding the way that blood is sprinkled,
okay. Zotah Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, that so they asked Rabbi Gamliel. That how was Zachabisha? He should be. Why isn't Zeichel in the Chassid? So, what was he asking on? Was he asking on Beis Shammai's lechatchila that she's allowed to go sell, or Beis Hillel's Bidi Eved that she sells and works? Rabbi Yehuda al lechatchila ayad Eved is Rabbi Yehuda saying the Chachamim asked? Were they asking on the din of lechachila b'shamay or the b'diavad b'silu. So a little more toshma. The Tanya, the Brisa has the conversation a little more extensive. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, "Amar l'fnei Rabbi Gamliel." So the Chachamim said to Rabbi Gamliel, "Hal b'zu ishtoi, b'zu ishtoi." We have two women, our his wife, Zu Mikra Batul, the one who's a woman who's in a suwa, Mikra doesn't work. So Av Zu Mikra Batul. So by the woman who's only in a rusa, the sale should not be valid. So they're asking even on the Bidiyavit. Not only are they saying that the chachila that she shouldn't be able to sell, but even b'diavad the sale should not be valid. And the tzad of the Gemara, they're only asking on the chachila, means to go understand that b'diavad, if she sold, that it works. They're just saying, why would Beishamah say that the chachila mutter to sell? That's what they were questioning. Or no, they're questioning that even b'diavad it doesn't make any sense. We're saying b'diavad it works. Why? So you see from the Brisa clearly that they were asking on the b'diavad. Okay, number Amar Lahem, Amar Lahem, Alach Loshim on a Boishim, Elashatam Atema Gagalim Leno is a Yeshan. You want to have the Yeshanim as well, like we said in the Mishnah. Shema Minah, the Abed Kamar Shema Minah. So we see that that Rabbi Yehuda says that they're arguing on the b'diavad, and they're saying even the b'diavad shouldn't work. Okay. See Rashi. Ibor Elohu. Hanukkah Baran the Amrloi, the Chachamim of the Amrloi, the Rabbi Yehuda quoted. Okay. Alachatkila Pligi. The Amri. Are they going on the Chatkila? Why Beishama say she's allowed to go sell? Hal b'zocha b'isha she irsa. If he did erisin on the woman, lo yiska ben chaseh, shouldn't he get a rights to her property that she? The purpose of erisin is to bring to nesuin. Nesuin will finalize his rights, but erisin starts the process, and she shouldn't be allowed then to go to chachila and take properties and sell them away. But the Amruloi understand that b'diavad she's not in the suah yet, so the sale should be valid b'diavad. Oh Dilma b'diavad nami pligi. The Amruloi is saying even b'diavad I don't understand. By the member in Mechra Batul, they're saying how can you say Mechra Kaya Mishmi Batul? That's what they're asking. So that's the more question. The more answers Toshma. So Rashi, Amar Yehuda, Hal b'zu ishtoi, Nesua, the woman who's a Nesua is his wife. Zu ishtoi, the Rus is also his wife. Man Nesua, Nafla Mishanises, Mikra Batul, Ketani Mastis, and Abal Moitzi. Just like there's no question the property she acquires as a Nesua, even if she sells, it's Chazal invalidated the sale. Abzu, Shanafla Loka, she a Rusa, Yehe Mikra Batul. So these properties which she got as an arusa, the lacha shvi, the mecher is batal. I feel like she is an arusa even she's still an arusa. Amar lehem al chadashim shatim armer aleihem. You're comparing and saying just like the case where it came later, which means it's a newer property to her, i.e. the case of the nesua. Mazu, you're saying mazu mikra batal on that case itself on abayshim. With that, we're embarrassed about. We're uncomfortable about. Ama shemar no batul. Why are we saying it's batul? And you're contemplating to say that we should extend that even further. El shatem arun li aleim ma zu mikra batul. You're saying that like it's given like given understandable, valid concept. We should learn from it as other places. It itself is not logical. Okay. There was a year of Afzulam Tivkar, and then it's going back to the discussion of Lechatchila. So, the point of the Mora is that they're challenging the Dinah Mikrabot. Okay, Shemaminah. Minikamrile Afzul Mikrabotel. They were asking that it should be that the sale should not be final, should not be valid. Shemaminah, the Yevin Nami Kashalu. They don't understand the Chatchila, they don't understand the Bidyev, the whole thing doesn't make any sense to them. Just want to show interesting point that we hear in the Tosis, just even a historical point. This big Tosis at the bottom. The Tosis of Pirush Rashi Miksivus Yadai Kasev Shnei Lashonos. When Rashi wrote his Pirush, it was in a separate. It was called Kuntras. It was referred to some of our Tosis Pirush or Kuntras. Because it was notebooks. Rashi wrote it as a separate document. So scribes would come and would copy it, and they would they would sell them, and that was their parnasa, and that people have copies. So when they were looking at Rashi, they weren't necessarily looking at what was Rashi in Rashi's own script. It wasn't the original Rashi. It was a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy, for all you knew, right? But Tosha says, here's Rashi Maksivus Yada. We have the original manuscript from Rashi. Actually, the version is different than the way that we have the Rashi printed over here. Or, Tosha was saying printed, because Tosha was still dealing with it. There he brings two versions how to learn the Gemara. One is the Kaya Reish Tani Achal Tizaris Mari Misham Beisil Shemacheris in the sense of Kaya. And so one time Rashi says the question, the way we have in Rashi, the we're going on the second case of the Mishnah, which is where the Mishnah puts it. The Chumash said, "Ask me the whole Bazaar of Ishul Yizkim in the Chassid." So he's asking on case number two, which is that it came to her after Erish, right? And Beishami says, "Shouldn't they go sell it?" Beisil says, "No, don't sell it." But Bidyam, and then that's the worst question. But they're not asking and not arguing on the first case of the Mishnah, which means she probably got as an arusa and she brought it to the marriage. She's allowed to call the chadukah sell. They're not challenging that. Why not?
Before she was arusa.
Probably she got before the arusa. Now she's after arusin, right? She's allowed to call the chadukah and sell. Beisham is ill. Go sell. So why shouldn't they ask? But now that he made arusin and he acquired her, he should have rights to the property. So why should I go to chil and sell? Right? But we don't have the way we have the version of Rashi. The Amrullah, we're not challenging that case. They're only challenging the second case. So Rashi actually brings Tosis brings that Rashi actually had a version that it's actually asked. That is part of what the Mor is asking. The Mor is saying if you're asking on lechatchila. So you're asking on cases one and two, right? That in case one, everybody says you're allowed to go to sell. In case two, Beis Shammai says you're allowed to sell. And we don't understand why you're allowed to sell. Bidyev, we understand that it works. We're not challenging the Bidyev, right? But we don't understand the Chachila. So you're asking on case one and two. Or the second version, which is the version which we have in Rashi, that we're not discussing case one at all. We're in case number two. Either the Morris is contemplating they're asking Beis Shammai why the Chachili can you sell, or they're asking Beis Hillel why Bidyevin the sale is valid. Okay. Not clear? What are you not clear about? Okay, let's hold it here.